If Jesus Christ is coming soon, how are we to handle this as parents? How are we to handle this as parents, understanding that Christ can come at any moment, yet our child keeps growing up more and more and more each day? And for those that are thinking of becoming parents, many write in asking for tips. Should I homeschool? Should I put him in a school? How should I handle this? How can I prepare for a husband, for a wife? That'll be in another video, by the way. You know, an article, it's an older article, but it stated parents spend just 34 minutes a day with their children because stressful life is too distracting. For many who work in companies in America, there's a lot of ways that you can invest in things. You can invest in the 401k. You can invest in the stock market. Others are investing in precious metals, such as silver. Others in gold. There's a lot of different investments in these times. But I come to share with you today that the biggest investment that you can make is in your family, is in your wife, is in your child. And wives out there, the biggest investment that you can make is in your child, is in your family, is in your husband. But how do we get there? You know, Psalm 118:8 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." I'm 36 years old. I have a lot to mature in life as a man. And when we had our daughter, I was very immature. And of course, I still have a lot more to grow now. But children do not come with a manual that tells you exactly what to do and it tells you exactly how to handle them. And one of the first decisions, big decisions that we had to take upon our daughter was whether we wanted to homeschool her or whether we wanted to put her in a public school. Now, there are alternatives to homeschool. There are a lot of private schools out there that are very good for children. And some of them that, in terms of vaccines, even protect your children in that regard because they're not mandated in some of these private schools. We personally couldn't afford that. As a family, we couldn't afford it. So we made a conscious decision, me and my wife, and that was that I would work 3-4 jobs if necessary. I would work whatever is necessary to make sure that she could stay home with my daughter. It was a conscious decision. Homeschooling our daughter was a conscious decision that took a lot of hard work. I've had to get up at 4 in the morning to work at Labor Ready. I don't know if you've heard of Labor Ready, but it's a lot of work going to Labor Ready. You show up at Labor Ready at 4:30 in the morning, start making the line with the drug addicts and other individuals there, and hope that they recruit you at 8 in the morning to go do construction work. And I remember getting off of Labor Ready in the afternoon and going to another job, working 7 days a week. I remember as Natalie was growing up that there were times that I would not eat breakfast or lunch, because if I would eat breakfast or lunch, take any food from home, then my daughter wouldn't eat or my wife wouldn't eat. And I can share that with them now, but back then I would just tell them, no, I'm not hungry, and I would move on, and I would just drink coffee at work because coffee is always free. There are sacrifices to this. Raising a child and making commitments for their future goes far beyond the monetary value of things. Surely our daughter could have been in a position where financially, if my wife was working, we could have provided a lot more material things to her. But for us, at the very least, for us, we wanted to make a commitment to ensure that we provided her a great education and at the same time with godly values. And for the glory of Jesus Christ, I can tell you that this is for the glory of Jesus Christ himself, not for my glory or my wife's glory. Even though the moments were difficult, even though sometimes we wanted to quit because homeschooling is hard, okay? Even though moments came that were rough, okay? Rough as you can't even imagine. Our daughter's now 13. 13 years old. Think about that. All right? Her grammar is on point. She can type 60, 70 words per minute easy. She knows how to code, okay? She knows how to animate, all right? She's brilliant. There's no disciplining at my house needed, okay? None whatsoever. And all because of Jesus Christ, not because of me as a, I can't tell you glory to, no, glory to Jesus. I'm not sharing this for you to say Tally deserved the best dad award. No, no, that's not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is that it is better to put your trust in the Lord than put your confidence in man. You know, when you sit down at the table and you have your child and you're going to make a decision impacting your child or your wife or your household entirely, you have to count the costs. This is chess. This isn't checkers. You can't think 2 to 3 to 4 months down the line. You have to think years down the line. I remember that my wife one time was offered an opportunity to work as a janitor, cleaning stuff. And to most of you, that's not a good job. But for us, an extra $100 a week was like, hey, you know, that's awesome. That's going to help us out a lot financially, right? But that would have meant that we may have to put Natalie in a school system that we didn't agree with. And we couldn't afford anything else better. So we said, you know what? We're going to lose out on that money. That's okay. That's temporary. But we're investing in our daughter. We're investing in her values. We're investing in her so that when she gets older, she can continue the legacy of this crazy Puerto Rican family. And she can have values that she can take on and pass on to her little Puerto Rican kids. And ensure that they're kids that are raised in the Lord. You can't think in the terms of a year. You can't think in the terms of 2 years. You have to think 5, 6, 7, 8 years. How is this decision going to impact my child 10 years from now? Luke 14:28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? So before you make a decision as a husband, consider how is this going to impact my wife? Am I spending enough time with my wife because of 3 or 4 jobs? I want to watch the sports game, but have I spent time with my daughter today? Have I spent time with my son today? Have I spent time with my wife today? Count the costs. As a man, there are many people who write in, I want to get married. I want to get married. I want to get married. I want to find the woman. Get ready, man, because this is going to be a life-changing event for you, man. At least if you want to be a good man. You know, for me, there's something that I've always lived by, okay? I don't mind wearing the worst of the worst in terms of clothes. I've gone years that I've had 2 pants for the whole year, and Goodwill pants at that. But you know what? My wife kept them nice, crispy, clean, ironed out, right? You can tell that there were no $2, $3 pants from Goodwill, all right? Glory to Jesus. But for me as a man, it is very important that when we leave the house, at the very least, my wife is formidable and my daughter's formidable. Not to show off and not because of vanity, because as a man, for me, it's extremely important for them to be okay. I don't care about me. They care about me. But me as a man and you as a man, you have to make sure that if God has put you as a leader in your home, that you take care of your family. 1 Timothy 5:8, but if any provide not for his own and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. I see so many men that when I see them out in public, they're wearing Jordans, they're wearing the nicest shoes, but their kids ain't looking right. When in reality, they could have not bought those shoes, maybe bought themselves something at Walmart or Kmart, and with way less money, their children at least could have their hair done. And I'm not talking about a beauty shop, because we don't go to beauty shops in my house, but my wife does my daughter's hair, okay? I don't get a haircut at the barbershop. My wife cuts my hair, and I do my fade too. You know, I trim it up, making sure that the fade is looking proper. We don't spend money on that type of stuff. That's what I'm telling you. This is not about vanity, not about spending money. I'm talking about simple common sense. You got the latest iPhone, but have you made sure that your child has what he or she needs to eat? So many dads out there that are deadbeat dads, man. They got the nicest stuff, but their children have nothing because they boast about paying $100 a month in child support. You know how much a child really costs to live? And on the same token, you have a lot of mothers that are very selfish out there and use their children as pawns. Don't you know that your child does need a dad in his life? And you're being selfish about it? I know that we're going on a tangent in different directions, but what I'm trying to tell you today is that as a man, as a woman, as a family, you need to take this very seriously. Some will say, but Tally, Jesus is coming soon. What's the point? And I hear that consistently. But I do agree that Jesus Christ is coming soon. The thing is that soon could be tomorrow. Or that soon could be in 10, 20, 30 years. And you may say, oh, I don't think so. I get it. I personally live my life every day ready for Christ to come every single day. And that's how I've trained up my family. You know, every day we live in the peace of Christ, knowing that if he came today, glory to Jesus Christ, of course, we're okay with him. But we have to use wisdom. I personally want my daughter to get an education as she grows older. And I'm not necessarily talking about an 8-year degree or a degree that's this useless nowadays. But there are a lot of trades out there that are worth it, you know? And I do want my daughter to be educated. And I want her children to be educated in the Lord and also, you know, have proper grammar and stuff like that. It is extremely important for you to talk to your children about their goals and dreams in the future. It is extremely important for you to sit down with your children and have a conversation with them. What do you want to do, son? What do you want to do, daughter? What do you think are hindrances of you achieving that goal? How can I help you achieve that goal? Why do you want to achieve that goal? Right? Teaching them the Word of God on a daily basis. Having a conversation with them about Christ on a daily basis. And setting proper goals, not for vanity. I remind you, not for vanity, but as a father, it is extremely important for you to guide your children in the way that they should go in Christ and also in life. You know, Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So there are times that in life we have a set plan that we want our children to follow. But it's the Lord who directs his steps. This is why Proverbs 16:3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So my best advice for my daughter every day is for her to follow Christ every single day. I talk to her every day. Spend at least 1 to 2 hours a day with your child, talking to them, asking them, what are they feeling? What did you dream about? What are your temptations? What do you want to do for a living when you get older, son, daughter? What's happening? What's wrong? Why are you sad? Why are you happy? All this is a mirror of the relationship that the father has with you. He asks you on a daily basis, how are you doing? He convicts you when you're doing wrong, but he's there for you all day long. And you must mirror that with your child. And this is going to take hard work. Like I mentioned to you, this is the best investment ever is your family. Right now, I'm working really hard on getting healthy, getting very healthy, doing everything possible. But there are days that I get up and I don't feel well. There are days that I get up and I just had heart surgery only a few months ago. And that temptation's there to stay in bed and not go to work. But as I get up, I look at my wife, I look at my daughter, and I say, no, we have to go to work. We have to continue forward. And you get up and you pray and you put everything in the hands of the Lord. And for the glory of God, I haven't had to miss many days since my heart surgery, folks. And I know that when Natalie decides later on in life, in 3 to 4 years, as she gets older, what she wants to do as a career path, I know that I'm going to have to get another job, and that's possibly going to involve a lot more work. As a father, I can tell you that I am 150% committed to making sure that if I have to work 7 days a week, I will work 7 days a week. But I will follow through on making sure that my daughter, as she gets older, that she builds a legacy that I didn't have when I grew up. I didn't get an education, okay? I didn't get educated. All right, I made a lot of mistakes, and like I mentioned, a 4-year degree, an 8-year degree is overrated, but at least a trade, you know? At least a shot at life, man. Teach your children basic stuff, how to build a resume. I talked to my daughter about how to build a resume at 13. I talked to my daughter of what's going to happen when you get interviewed for a job at 13. I talked to her about ensuring that she has good credit. How do you have good credit? By not taking upon debts that you can't pay and living within your means. I talked to my daughter about balancing a budget, All right. And because of this, my daughter is not a child that's always saying, buy me this, buy me that, buy me that. No, none of that. She knows that if I'm broke, I'm broke. Build a relationship with your children. I can tell you that that is the most important thing that you can do. Mirror the relationship that the father has with you. And understand that all you can do as a parent, as a family member in your household is Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I know for a fact that a moment is going to come, and if you're a parent that you have a child over the age of 18 and 20, you know it's true, where Natalie is going to rebel, where Natalie is going to start doing things that I personally disagree with. These moments are going to come, and I'm mentally prepared for them, but I'm also mentally prepared for Luke 15:20, and he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Your children are a blessing from God, and you have to see this through. No one said that it was going to be easy, but he's given you a family. He's given you a wife to sustain, to love. Are you loving her? Are you caring for her? Are you caring for your child? You have to see this through the whole way. The good thing is that if you train your children in the way that they should go, they may depart. But you know what? You have that promise. You've trained them up in the way that they should go. That means that God is going to do his part. And they will come to the Lord and they will repent. And God will allow them that opportunity because that's how faithful God is. God is so faithful that when you do your best, he does the rest, man. He does the rest. I could be making 3 videos a week if I wanted to. But where would I have time for my wife? Where would I have time for my daughter? And this is not to say that you're going to idolize your family so that you don't preach the gospel. That's not what I'm saying either. But what I'm saying is that I'm able to spread the gospel, right? I'm able to make videos every week. We're reaching thousands of people on a daily basis. It takes hard work. This is a full-time job. It is only up to the last month and a half that I've been more organized than ever and able to take a day off on the weekends. You don't know what it feels like to have at least a day off on the weekends. It feels tremendous. On Saturdays, I'm taking it off completely and just spending it even more with my family. So every day for me to get that done is going to take work. That means that Monday through Friday, when I'm working, obviously, I'm working, but when I get home, I spend time with the daughter. I talk to her. We spend time together every day, just fellowshipping, you know, with the wife. And then I start working on ministry stuff at nighttime. I dedicate an hour or two every night to ministry, every night to ministry, so that way, whenever Sunday comes along, I can finish everything up in order. So I work my regular full-time job, and basically, I work full-time as a ministry, right? And then you have full-time as a parent. What am I trying to tell you with this? That I'm superhero dad here? No. What I'm trying to tell you with this is that if you committed to getting married as a husband, as a wife, or if you're committing to do that and start a family, there are going to be costs to this. There are going to be sacrifices that you have to make for your child. Sacrifices that you have to make for your husband and sacrifices that you have to make for your wife. In my case, my wife wanted to do cosmetology. And she's tremendous at doing that type of stuff. But she forfeited on her dreams, right? Why? Because earthly dreams are just earthly dreams. She realized that much more important than that was giving Natalie a great childhood. And now at the age of 13, we're witnessing all of those fruit, okay? And when Natalie turns 18, then of course my wife can go and get an education and she'll still be young. We're young parents. We started early, folks. But there are going to be costs associated with you having a child. Don't be afraid of those costs. Your child is a beautiful thing. Your wife is a beautiful thing. Your husband is a beautiful thing. Trust in the Lord every step of the way. It's important to be prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ every day, but it's also equally important to change the legacy of your family. You couldn't get an education, you need to give your children the best opportunity to get an education. You didn't have a male role model, a proper one, you're going to be that male role model, a proper one. You didn't have a loving mother, a loving grandmother, a loving father, you're going to be that loving father. You're going to be whatever you didn't get when you were a child, you're going to change that. You're going to take your kids to the park even though you're tired. All right? You're going to sit down and you're going to talk to your wife even if you're tired. Of course, you got to sleep too. But what I'm saying is that with Christ, all things are possible. And the devil loves to destroy families. The devil loves to destroy the family. Teaching your children how to pray. Teaching your children the word of God. Teaching your children to fear God. Teaching your children about life circumstances, you know? Preparing. I pray with my daughter for whoever her future husband is going to be. I don't know who he may be. And, you know, we don't know if Jesus may come tomorrow or the next day. But you know what? We're praying for that young man. Because he may be going through temptations that we don't know about. And what do when we go out? I teach her what a man is supposed to do. You open doors for women. You respect women. You don't disrespect women. Right? These are things that as a man you have to do. And if you're a man raising a boy, you need to do the same. You need to teach him how to be a man. I've talked too much already. I'm boring you guys already to death here. But I love you guys a lot. I just thought this is important to discuss because last week, there were a ton of Christians that were ready to be raptured when the eclipse happened in the United States of America. And on September 23rd, a lot of Christians are ready to be raptured there too. We're not even ready today if Christ came. We're not even ready today if Christ came today. We have not lived up to our responsibilities as husbands today, yet we want to be raptured. Listen, the rapture may or may not happen. I don't know. This isn't a rapture, no rapture debate. That's not what I'm saying. But our priorities are not in order, folks. Our priorities are not in order. Let's get them right. I love you guys a lot. Hope you understand where this video is coming from. This is for the young people out there that have children that are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And they're struggling with decisions that they have to make. The best decision, the best investment, the best thing you can do is for your family. I'm telling you. It is going to be a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But you'll see. It's worth it. It's worth it. I love you. God bless you. Jesus loves you very much. I love you very much. And I really appreciate you passing by each week. You know that? I truly do. I don't take any of you for granted. You know? You guys are beautiful people. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep seeking the Lord. God bless.